Be on the lookout for SCN. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. A plant pathologist at Iowa State University says record heat in May resulted in the earliest presence of soybean cyst nematode in his nearly 30 years studying the pest. But a wetter and cooler June might have helped to offset those populations. At any rate, Greg Tilka is urging all soybean growers to scout for SCN. More after this. Iowa State University Professor of Plant Pathology Greg Tilka says soybean cyst nematode populations ebb and flow with the weather.
And the older I get, the more I really am in tune with that, in that earlier this year in Iowa, for example, I think we had the hottest May on record, and I saw soybean cyst nematode females, the first generation of females, on the roots earlier than I ever have in my 28-plus year career at Iowa State University. Now, since then, it has rained inches and inches and inches here in Iowa through the month of June, and my guess is going to be that the second generation is going to be delayed by a week or two, and that rainfall just tends to, or lack of rainfall in the dry month of May, tends to affect soil temperatures. And nematodes are worms, they're cold-blooded, and how quickly they move and reproduce is very much connected to the soil temperatures. And so if it had stayed really hot and dry, like in Iowa in the month of May, it was going to be frightful. But now I think we might have offset our May with our June weather so far. And what happens after this remains to be seen.
He tells Brownfield all soybean farmers need to be on the lookout for SCN.
There should not be a farmer in the Midwest growing soybeans that isn't thinking about soybean cyst nematode. My state, Iowa, and Illinois, for example, that we have done random surveys and found it in 75% to 80% of the fields. Opposite of that would be North Dakota, where soybean acreage is expanding and soybean cyst nematode is expanding. They find it in new counties every year. So everybody growing soybeans should be on the lookout for soybean cyst nematode. And the way to do that is to dig roots, give it about 5 or 6 weeks after planting, dig roots and look for the little white females. Or the other way to do it is take the trusted soil sample and send it to a university or a private laboratory that does the SCN test.
He calls the parasitic roundworm a hidden yield robber that must be managed by rotating different resistant varieties and non-host crops like corn and wheat, as well as incorporating seed treatments. Tilka also recommends monitoring SCN numbers every second or third soybean crop. With Managing for Profit, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield.